the exchange.
Yeah, this is I'm here, isn't it? I mean, if we get lost. So where you park? Where you staying?
Just over the road at that big monstrosity.
Oh, so you won't get lost then?
No, no, easy. I'm just interested in its history.
All right.
How old is it, do you reckon?
Oh, it's way. From Victor and them built it, isn't it? We're talking about way...
When they loved horses.
Yeah, well, there was nothing else. There was there was no car in it.
Exactly.
Just horse, isn't it?
If only they could see to the future and see it being used as a car park.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Cheers. See you tomorrow. I've just parked in the Exchange. Possibly the second most amazing car park I've ever been in my entire life. I say the second, and why am I talking about a car park? Because the first was in Barcelona, which was like this little hole in this wall, and then you got into this kind of strange elevator, and your car was taken down into the catacombs beneath the streets, and it was all very weird. And I think it's the same kind of setup to here. It horse stables. Obviously, in the big cities, horses need to be kept somewhere. And this place is like this massive underground catacombs. It feels underground, albeit the railway used to be on top. Apparently now there's a massive NCP car park on the top. But underneath you've got boarded up windows and strange little chutes where goods and stuff used to be sent down from the railway into where the horses would then carry them off to other places. And it's phenomenal. And I just so happened to be driving by. There was too much broken glass in the car park where I'd parked Bongo mentally earlier on. So I decided I'll shift it to somewhere. And he says he closes at 7 o'clock, opens at 7 a.m. So sod it. I'll let it be locked up in some catacomb stroke cave. It's got to be pretty safe there. And I could even haggle with him. He said it'd be so much for the night and I'd cut it in half. And he says, yeah, right then, whatever. It's not like he has to watch anything or do anything. But amazing. And it's within... What, 30-second walk? Oh, gonna get run over. 30-second walk of the Premier Inn. This very, very strange, tall, purple office block, and which I'm about to enter now. So, for those car park spotters out there, should you be passing through Manchester, dig out, find out the Exchange, this strange underground... Well, it's like the size of a village. It's massive. Right, onward, upward to floor 6, and hopefully some kind of 3G reception.